Well, because I was isolated from Bellevue Farms here, which is the family property, I thought I'd have a look at the damage from bird's eye point of view, and just put the drone up in the air. And as you can see, the bit of footage that I took, the extent of the water, how high it's gone, and also looking from the sky, you can sort of get it more of a perspective of the wash that's in the in all our country here, and the few beans that are left on the flats. So it's a completely different view of what's been damaged and how far the silt netting has gone. So just a short film, it's pretty easy to see what happened and where it came from.
Were you surprised by what you saw?
Absolutely. Yeah, I spoke to Dad on the phone, and he said there was quite a bit of damage, but still nothing to what I thought it was going to be. And yeah, when I did see that, it was quite a shock, really. So yeah.
What in particular was really shocking?
Probably, I suppose, because we're grain growers more than cattle people, we sort of just the sheer loss of topsoil is what sort of shocked us. And because they were, established bean crops, you sort of get a bit of a figure of what you're going to make at the end of the day. And to see it like that gone is, yeah, that was a bit of a shock, more so than just a bit of fencing and timber. But yeah, the topsoil is our main concern, is what we've seen. So.
It's a great use for a drone, but I'm sure that you didn't think there was going to be a cyclone coming when you bought it.
No, I bought that quite a while back now, and yeah, it's actually come in quite handy, probably for all the wrong reasons. But no, it is good just to fly over where you can't get to and just check out on some of the waterways and things you can't access yet. So it was good, yeah.
What was the intention when you bought it? What were you going to do?
Well, we've got a share farming block sort of a couple of kilometres away that is, got a lot of cockatoos and things in there. And we were actually to buy this thing to actually check out the back paddock and shoo them off our place. So that was my intentions, but I found out when we'd purchased it that it's only a 2 kilometre range drone, so that we sort of bit 5K is our furthest block away, but very handy just for footage and filming a bit of machinery and things in the paddock while they're working.
For young people of the future, you said before.
Yeah, I've got a 3-year-old son, so he doesn't mind getting chased around by it and just having a look at a bit of film with the tractors and stuff working in the paddock. It's good.
And John, do you know what a drone is? Did you know what a drone was before Paul bought one?
I had no idea what a drone was. I didn't know. No.
And
I
seeing
do now.
you know now?
Yeah, I do now, yeah.
And seeing what it can do you think that's pretty impressive?
Oh, I'm amazed. Yeah, his idea was to fly over crops, look at crops, all that sort of stuff. That's what he really bought it for. And to chase cockatoos.
The cockatoos are a bit of an issue out
they
here.
Are. They are, yep.
Has it worked for the cockatoos?
We haven't got a crop at that stage yet 2 years, but we will be trying it.